Hello and welcome to the Motivation Mob Podcast. I am your host, MW. Hey, Motivation Mob, MW here. Always make progress. Make progress a priority in your life. Never look back. Never look to the past because you're not going there. I was thinking earlier, or rather I realized earlier, how fixated some people are with the past. Are you fixated on the past? Do you think about what used to be, how you used to be, the things that happened, the things that other people said to you, the things that other people did to you, or maybe the things that you did and said to others? Your past doesn't matter. It's already happened. You may feel as though your past was the best part of your life and where you are right now is not ideal, and you want to escape where you are now by thinking about all of the good times in the past. Is that where you are? Or alternatively, is your past a bit dark? Is it perhaps the worst part of your life? Do you feel a lot of pain when you think of your past? And does that pain keep pulling you back towards it? Either way, if you have a tendency of focusing a lot of your time, a lot of your energy, a lot of your emotions, your thoughts in things that have happened in the past, no matter how much you think about the past, no matter how much you focus on the past, it will never come back. You cannot escape your past. And you cannot also bring it back. You cannot escape your past, and neither can you bring that past back into the present. Your past has happened. It's written. It's done. And you are where you are now. And where you are now will create your tomorrow. You are creating your tomorrow right now, right this very minute, by listening to this or by watching this. You are creating your tomorrow because I'm sharing with you some knowledge that you can use tomorrow. I'm sharing with you something that maybe at some level might change the way you look at the world. It might change some of the decisions you make. So your tomorrow, you're making your tomorrow right this very moment, right now. Your past is done. Your past gave you your today, but your today will give you your tomorrow. If you spend your today thinking about your yesterday, the tomorrow you have will be no better than your today. Should I repeat that? If you spend your time thinking about the things that happened yesterday, what will happen tomorrow, the situation you will find yourself tomorrow, will be no different to the situation you find yourself in right now. The things happening in your life tomorrow will be no different to the things that are happening in your life right now. Because to change what will happen to you tomorrow, you need to focus on what you can do to make that tomorrow that you want a reality. You are in control of your destiny. You are in control of the success that you can have. But for you to take full control, for you to give yourself the power to create whatever future you want, you need to take responsibility. You need to take responsibility for your now. Because right now, in this moment, that is where all the magic is. Right now, in this moment, this is when change happens. And you can change the circumstances of your life, but you cannot change them tomorrow. You change them right now. What you do now will dictate what you get tomorrow. If you do now what you did yesterday, you will have tomorrow what you have today. If you do now what you did yesterday, you will have tomorrow what you have now. Let me say it one last time. If you do today what you did yesterday, you will have tomorrow what you have today. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you want your future to be exactly the same as your now? Do you want the circumstances you find yourself in to be identical to the circumstances you find yourself in now? Do you want to have all of the things that you have now? Do you want to be the person you have now? Do you want to do the things that you do now for the rest of your life? Or do you want something else? Do you want to be somebody else? Do you want to be a better person, a better version of yourself? Do you want to have certain things that you do not have now, certain experiences that you do not have now, certain knowledge, certain beliefs that you do not have right now? Do you want to do things that you cannot do in this very moment as I speak to you? Well, if you want those things, if you want to be somebody different, if you want to have different things in your life, if you want to do different things, you have to change what you do right now. Now is all you have. When you wake up tomorrow, that tomorrow will be your new now. Now is all you have. Your yesterday, you do not have your yesterday. You only have memories of yesterday. And that is not the same as having something. If you have something and you lose it, if you have a $100 bill and it disappears mysteriously, you have the memory of that $100 bill. But what good is a memory of a $100 bill when you cannot use it? If you do not have that $100 bill in your hands right now, right in this very moment, then what does it matter that you had a $100 bill yesterday? What does it matter? You create your tomorrow right now. And what happened yesterday brought you to where you are now, but ultimately it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because you can control where you go from here. If your past was horrible and you just want to forget it and there's just so much darkness, so much pain in your past, if you made mistakes, if you have regrets, all of that is in the past. And just because those things happened in your past does not mean they will happen again tomorrow. If you are at a place in your life right now where you are unsatisfied because your past was absolutely marvelous, it was just the best thing ever, and you just want to live in the past, in the happy memories that you have, you can be happy right now. And you can be happy tomorrow. But to be happy now and to be happy tomorrow requires you to do something other than what you did to get yourself to this point in your life where you are not happy with the quality of your life, where you are not satisfied with yourself, with your life, and with the things that you have, the things that you do. this point in your life where you do not feel fulfilled. You have to do something different. And I know that it can be frustrating. It can cause you a great deal of anxiety to think about where you are now and not know how it is you're going to get to that thing that you want to get to tomorrow. That person you want to be, those things you want to do, those things you want to have. I know that thinking about the situations you are faced with right now in life, it can be painful, it can be frustrating, it can be infuriating. It can cause you to feel confused, conflicted. But if you know deep within you that you are capable of so much more, if you know deep within you that you deserve so much more, if you know somewhere deep within you that you can change, you can be different, if you know somewhere deep within you that you were born to be great, if you know somewhere deep within you that you have this vast untapped potential to do great things in your life and to be a great person, to have brilliant experiences, fulfilling experiences, to have that peace of mind that you want to have, that peace within your heart, within your soul that you want to have. If you, deep within you, know that the future you want to have is a future that you can have. If you know deep within you that the only thing you need to do to have that future is to get up and take action. If you know that that future that you envision matters to you, what are you waiting for? Do not wait for tomorrow, because tomorrow, you don't have tomorrow. You have now. In this moment, as I speak to you right now, your tomorrow doesn't exist. It is not in existence. It does not exist right now. It will only exist through the actions that you take today. And if the actions you take today create the tomorrow that you want, then you will have the tomorrow that you want. But if you do not take the actions that you need to take to create the tomorrow that you want today, it doesn't matter how much you fantasize about having that tomorrow. It will not happen. But when you think about the tomorrow that you want, do not think of that tomorrow in terms of your yesterday. Your yesterday may have been great. Your today may be great. But your tomorrow must be greater. There's a reason I'm saying this. And I'll use weight loss as an example. I heard somebody quite recently talking about how they want to have the body that they had in high school. That's thinking about yesterday. If you want to have tomorrow, if you want to have a great tomorrow, you need to focus on now. Don't focus on yesterday. Use yesterday to guide you. Use the lessons you learned yesterday to guide you towards that tomorrow that you want. Use the mistakes and the lessons you learned from those mistakes that you made yesterday to get you today where you want to be tomorrow. If you want to lose weight, don't think in terms of having what you lost. Think in terms of becoming better than what you are now. When you start thinking about what used to be, you are thinking about what you do not have. And if you focus on what you don't have, you will only have more of what you already don't have. Let me say that again. Let me say that in a different way. If you look at the lack in your life, If you look at what you do not have right now, you may not have the perfect body. You may not have a body you are happy with having. Just as an example, since I used it from the beginning, if you focus on the things that you do not have, if you focus on the lack in your life, you will only increase the lack in your life. But if instead you focus on what you have already, and you focus on becoming better, and you focus on in what ways you are getting better with every single step, and you focus on how committed you are to getting better, if you focus on what it is you actually want in terms of becoming a better person than you are now, focus on the positive. Focus on where you want to go, not what you have lost. Do not focus on the negative things. Focus on the positives. If you think about what you had yesterday and you want tomorrow what you had yesterday, you are thinking about the thing you lost. Stop thinking about what you lost and think about what you want to gain, what you want to bring into your life, what you want to be, what you want to have and do. Think in terms of what you want to gain. Because thinking in terms of what you have lost will not help you. It will only make you sad, depressed, frustrated, angry. But if you think in terms of what you will gain, you allow yourself to feel excited. You allow yourself to feel committed to getting what it is you want. You allow yourself to be in a positive state. And when you are in a positive emotional state, you will take the right actions. But if you need to comfort yourself because you're in a negative emotional state, very often the things that people do to comfort themselves, to make themselves feel better, end up sabotaging whatever it is they want to actually do. Think in terms of what you want to gain. Think forward. Don't look back. You're not going that way. Your past is gone. It's happened already. Just take the lessons that you learned yesterday and use those lessons today so you don't make the same mistakes. Use the lessons you learned yesterday, the lessons from the mistakes, from the failures that you made yesterday, so that today you do not make those mistakes. Because if you do not make those mistakes today, tomorrow you will be in a far better place than where you are today. Those mistakes you made yesterday, those failures, those bad choices that you made yesterday, they led you to where you are now. And if you choose to think different, if you choose to act different, if you choose to feel different, tomorrow will be a completely new day. It will be unrecognizable. You will change for the better. Focus. Focus forward. Focus on what you want. But more than anything else, focus on what you can do right now to get you to where you want to go.